Welcome to Emotions Express. Are you tired of making the same mistakes in your relationships? How about going through growing pains from your level up journey? Or are you outgrowing your current friendship groups? Or are you simply just navigating life as a young woman? Sis, look no further. On the podcast, each week, I will discuss things to help you to overcome those feelings of misery, anxiousness, and frustration for where you are today. Your emotional health plays a key role in creating the life you desire. So let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode. I'm so excited to have you here today to talk about building resilience. You know, currently I'm in the middle of a challenging transitional period. And I've been feeling, if I'm being 100% honest with you, kind of discouraged. It's so hard for me to talk about because I'm still in the midst of it and I'm still trying to keep my eyes on the prize. But honestly, it's been difficult. And what I usually like to do is talk about things when I've already overcame it or I'm on the next season of my life or I accomplished it. But I decided that it would be nice to talk about it in the midst of it, right in the thick of a situation, because I think sometimes when you create from a place where, oh, I've already been through that, I'm on to bitter and better things, it can seem like I'm coming from a place of, oh, you know, just get over it. I don't understand where you're coming from. If you're going through a really challenging part of your life and, you know, you're seeking some assistance, you're seeking some encouragement. And so I just think that this would be completely relatable. Not because I'm still currently going through this. I'm not gonna give you the nitty gritty details, but you can look forward to the nitty gritty at maybe like a later episode. Maybe I'll do like a part two or give you an update at a later time. So building resilience, you know, like I mentioned before, I am going through a challenging transitional period in a part of my life, and it has really stretched me. Like, when I get into things like this, I can easily fall into black and white thinking. And I think that you can relate to this as well, where, you know, something in your life isn't going as planned. And what I mean by black or white thinking, you start thinking like, oh my God, it's either all or nothing. Like, if this doesn't happen, I'm not going to be happy. Or if this does happen, everything in my life is going to be completely better and every problem is going to be solved and my attitude is going to change once this thing happens. I've been in that mind frame lately because I've just been thinking that it's better for me to just be in a better predicament already. You know, like, I already know that this situation is not the best for me. I already know that I have everything I need to move on to something else. Yet I'm still stuck in the situation. And that's where a lot of my frustration comes from, because it's like, I know I have these all things. I know that I could just move on into another area of my life and, you know, just do it. But yet I'm stuck here in the meantime because things are just not going as planned. I'm stuck here in this situation. So I have two options, you know, back to black or white thinking. But this isn't, I guess, it's not really black and white, but I literally have two options, right? I can wallow in my pity, right? I can be so sad, so depressed, just, you know, numb to the world. That's one option. Actually, I have a few options. Or I can be angry. I can be mad. I can wake up every day like, oh my God, this sucks. And, you know, just to be honest with you, I have woken up one day and I've just been finding myself like this last week was a very, very tough week for me mentally and just in another area of my life. So I'm just waking up like, oh my God, this sucks. My attitude has been disgusting. And I'm just like, okay, I can go down that rabbit hole and be angry and mad, da 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 da. Or I could just be like neutral about it all. Like, I'm not either here nor there. I'm just doing the best I can. You know, I hope one day that this will change, but this is what it is right now. I'm just neutral. I'm not mad and I'm not eager to fix my situation, or I'm not depressed, you know, just neutral. Or I can say, okay, this is no longer for me. I want something different. And I can put action towards making sure that happens. And in the meantime, doing the best that I can with the cards that are dealt with right in front of me, with the thing that I'm currently experiencing, even though it sucks. And I'm doing that right now. And it's hard. It is hard to do. I've been telling my man, like, yo, I'm just trying to remain optimistic. I'm just trying to work through this. And the reason why I've been sharing that with him, because it's nice for me to just have a place to express that, so I'm not just in my head just thinking about it to myself. Because at least if I'm expressing this to somebody, I have an accountability partner that if I do start acting like a complete just ill, disgusting person with a nasty attitude, at least I have somebody. You know, of course, I love to keep myself accountable, but it is such a wonderful thing to have, you know, your life partner kind of like wheel you back in, like, listen, you know, my man said to me the other day, he's like, don't even worry about that, because what you want is in the works. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I have to keep my eyes on the prize. But I know it is so easy to get distracted. So I wanted to come here and share this because I know for a fact I'm not the only person going through this. I'm not the only person that will experience this. You may be experiencing something in your relationship, at your job, with your child, within your business, whatever it is. It might be at school and it's challenging you. You know, maybe it's a health concern and it's challenging you and it's forcing you to just like think about what you really want. It's forcing you to see the person that you truly are, because like I always say, it's so easy to be like la 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 when everything is going good in your life, but when stuff starts to hit the fan, when there's a fire under your tail, when things are not going as expected as you know that you wrote down in your little perfect plan, things could get sticky, and you know how sticky it gets, eh? You know, so during these tough and challenging seasons, this is the perfect opportunity to build your resilience, right? These are the moments that will show you your true ability to bounce back and cope with stress. You know, how do you take action to deal with setbacks and challenges? You know, and I, being honest with you, I'm being transparent. This past week, just this past week alone, I have not been the most resilient. I have not been the most optimistic. I have fallen into being like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And, you know, being overly negative, being a little bit snarky. Just feeling discouraged. And I just had this moment where I'm like, girl, snap out of it. Snap out of it. I slowly felt myself trying to fall back into that victimhood. And it's like, oh, well, woe is me because I got to do this and I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. And it's like, as cliche as this may sound, as, you know, maybe you might even think, all right, it's too positive. I had to literally tell myself, like, girl, you have a choice in this situation. I mean, the consequences of you choosing not to do this may be drastic, okay? But there are some people in this world who are presented with the same choices as you, and they're not doing this, because I was falling into this mindset, well, I have to do this and I have to do that and it's not fair. And it's like, well, actually, if I'm being technical, and if I'm being really, really honest with myself, I don't have to. Now, I'm not saying that I would want to deal with the repercussions of not doing it. However, but I do have the option not to. And me just conceptualizing that, me just realizing that and telling it to myself, in this challenging time, it's like, okay, well, I feel more empowered and I feel more optimistic when I realize that I'm not under anybody else's like will. I actually am choosing to do this. And I also have the option to choose something different. That's what kind of like got me out of that pessimistic state. For example, you might feel like, oh, it's not fair for me every day to come to this job and be putting in all this work, or to be, you know, going through this challenging health situation. And, you know, you could just quit your job. You could literally just walk out today and say, I ain't going. People do it every single day. Okay. You can go there and say, well, I'm going to do the very, very bare minimum. You can do that. You know, what are they going to do? I mean, they might fire you, but that might work in your favor. You could get unemployment, right? So, but I'm using these examples because it's like, you do have a choice. If you're going through a health issue, you know, you can feel empowered that, you know, especially if you have your strength, you can choose what you want to eat. You know, hopefully, I don't know what condition you may be battling with, so I do want to be sensitive of that. But if you, you know, if you're going through an autoimmune disease or something of that sort, you can probably choose different lifestyle choices to help you get back to a place of health. Okay, those are just two examples. Right? But resilience is such a beautiful thing, is because resilience has to be, well, resilience can be learned. Resilience can be practiced. It could be developed. It could be strengthened. And this season for me in my life is really helping me practice and strengthen my resilience, because, you know, I used to like to pride myself in being a pretty resilient person, but different life circumstances could bring out different parts of you that you didn't think that you would have to work through. Because my resilience as a single woman with no children looks completely different as my resilience as a woman in a relationship with a child, and all of these other things, you know, as a human being living in this world. So, you know, the resilience looks completely different. You know, I used to pride myself, oh yeah, I'm resilient. I bounce back. It's not, but, you know, it's being strengthened because I'm in a different season of my life and I have new things and new challenges that I've never dealt with before. So that's the beauty about resilience. It's not like, oh, I'm just a weak person, I'll always be this way. And no, it's these situations that come about in our life that really can help us to grow and train our muscles for resilience. It could help us grow and train ourselves to get through challenging times, because we know tough times do not last always. That's just a fact. They never will. So you can sit here and you can make this challenging time even more challenging by showing up in a way that really doesn't serve you, or you can acknowledge that, yo, this is hard. Because for me personally, in my situation currently, it's hard. It's challenging. And sometimes I have found myself being impatient. But I made a decision and I made a choice to say, you know what? Even through this, I rise. Even when others go low, I'm going to go high. Why? Not because I have anything to prove to them, but I have everything to prove to myself. I know what I stand for. I know what kind of person I want to be when times are good, when times are bad, even when other people do other things. I want to remain constant in who I am. And in order to do that, I have to know myself. You know, I have to develop myself, strengthen my skills, and get on back to it. And this does look like being real with yourselves. You know, a lot of times when we're in these challenging situations, you might be like, well, I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't like this. I don't like that. And sometimes you have to take a step back and realize, okay, well, what is it that I want? What do I want? Because it's easy to say, oh, I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't want this. Okay. All right. Cool. What do you want? You know, and that's a lot of times where, you know, people or you may draw a blank, like, oh, I didn't actually think about what I wanted. I just so focused on what I don't want. So first you want to think about what you want. Okay, now that you know what you want, what is it going to take to get what you want? Like, do you need to go out and do you need to make more money? Do you need to make more connections? Do you need to eat better? Do you need to work out? Do you need to go to bed earlier? Do you need to hang around different people? What is that going to look like for you? Because I notice myself, I get stuck when I think there's nothing that I can do. And when I think there's nothing I can do, then I don't take action. And, you know, things are really only going to change when you take action, even if the action is just simply thinking in a different way. And if you can't do anything else right now, just start there. Start with your thoughts. Start with how you're thinking about a situation, you know. And I think this is especially true if you're going through a health condition. And I know that that can be really challenging and really touchy, but, you know, that's definitely something to consider. What can you do? If you can't think of anything, everything is just, well, start with your thoughts. You know, how can you make this the least, you know, just challenging? So you start there, and then once you start doing things, you're going to have to implement that patience, because it might not come today. It might not come tomorrow. I mean, sometimes, depending on what it is, it might not come 5 years or 10 years from now, depending on what it is. And sometimes maybe it doesn't need to come. You know, a lot of times when you change the way you think about something, sometimes you might realize, like, oh, I didn't actually need that. I just thought I needed that in order to be happy. Like, I hear so many people saying, oh, well, I can't wait to get a significant other so I can stop being lonely. But a lot of times the reason they're feeling lonely is because of how they feel within. It really has nothing to do with anything outside of them. You know, they're seeking for that validation in another person. You know, or they feel like they can't make it, or they aren't as important in life if they don't have a man or a woman. You know? So it's important to be real with yourself. You know, when you're going through these challenging times, it's important to be real with yourself, take inventory, focus on what you can do, and just simply move forward. So I just wanted to encourage you today and let you know that everything will be okay. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams just because they haven't materialized yet. Sometimes you may need to take a step back or redirect yourself, and that's perfectly fine. And just remember that tough times do not last always. You know, every experience you go through is either sometimes it's a blessing, other times it's a lesson. When things get really, really hard, just keep your mind on the things above and not beneath, okay? Keep your mind on your joy, your gratitude, even if you have to wake up and be grateful that you woke up another day. Be grateful that you had a meal today. Be grateful that you have an income source to pay your bills to survive. And I know it may be hard to say, well, I'm supposed to have these things. I'm not supposed to be paying for the food that God created. I'm going to insert the Orlando Brown clip right here.
You're making us pay for grapes, apples, things that God gave us for free. Ha! You will burn in hell when I'm through with you.
But, you know, unfortunately, this is the current reality, the current time that we live in. And this is what we have to do. So how can we make the best of it? How can you make the best of it? And with that being said, we reached the end of this episode. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.